Henry Mancini, winner of 3 Oscar awards for his film scores, conducting the Calgary Philharmonic Orchestra. During his recent stay in Alberta, Mancini talked to Miss Tim Christensen about the necessity for film music to suggest images.
Yeah, I think it's impossible to listen to music without it triggering something in your mind, unless it's a brand new piece, and then it'll trigger some new emotion in you. But I have to, images, if I don't match the image on the screen, I'm not going to be around very long. Because if I had written another piece for the Pink Panther, it may not have, the fact that the one I did write was exactly perfect for the piece, you know, for the Panther, was why it became successful, because people saw the picture and they looked and they heard and it all matched up. And I can understand, especially in a classroom, for someone to be teaching, listen to the pure music, but I don't know if there is such a thing.
How do you feel about the success of the Pink Panther and almost being known as the Pink Panther man?
Oh, I'd like to be known as, I don't know, the brown elephant man or the yellow lizard man. I don't care. I'd like to have about 5 or 6 of those. Unfortunately, I just have one. Well, let's say fortunately I have one. But they're hard to come by. It's very difficult to kind of plan that kind of success. I know I didn't.
What have you done that you are the proudest of, or is it accumulation of work?
I think it is that, an accumulation. There, I've done so many different kinds of movies and with so many good, you know, so many nice stars and directors and writers. So it's just a combination of having all of these things together, you know, kind of the culmination of the whole thing. That's the only thing I can say.
What would you like people to get from this concert?
I just like to have them enjoy themselves, because we do a great deal of music, really, in the time that we're up there. And the main thing, the thing I like about it mostly, is that it gives the local people a chance to hear their orchestra in a different setting, in a different circumstance, playing different music. And always, especially with symphony orchestras, you get people coming up and said, "Oh, I didn't know our orchestra could play that." So of course they can play it. You know, they can play just about anything as long as you go in and rehearse and know what you're doing. So it gives the orchestras another facet. It gives them another element to work with. I like that very much. I always get a kick out of conducting for outside, because I've done everything. I use Philadelphia, Boston, all of these, and they're all great. And this is not condescending or patronizing, but I'm always impressed when I come up to Canada. I've conducted Winnipeg, Hamilton, Toronto, Vancouver, Edmonton, and the quality of the players is extremely high. And I'm no longer surprised anymore. This is my first time with the orchestra. And also your halls, you pay great attention to the halls that you put these concerts on in. We, in America, there seems to be a tendency to an all-purpose hall. In other words, you can have a concert one night and then immediately the next day there's a basketball game or something. And that doesn't do much for the music. You have to really fight to get the sound that the orchestra has. So I'm always pleased to come up and conduct here.
Henry Mancini talking to broadcaster Tim Christensen. Right now, let's go back to the Jubilee Auditorium in Calgary, where the Calgary Philharmonic Orchestra is playing a program of Henry Mancini's music with Mancini himself conducting.